Today's reading begins in Psalm 51, verse 1. Psalm 51, verse 1. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words, and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then will you delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings, and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. Psalm 52. Why do you boast of evil, O mighty man? The steadfast love of God endures all the day. Your tongue plots destruction like a sharp razor, you worker of deceit. You love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking what is right. You love all words that devour, O deceitful tongue. But God will break you down forever. He will snatch and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him, saying, See the man who would not make God his refuge, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and sought refuge in his own destruction. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. I will thank you forever because you have done it. I will wait for your name, for it is good in the presence of the godly. Psalm 53. The fool says in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt, doing abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. God looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all fallen away. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. Have those who work evil no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call upon God? There they are, in great terror, where there is no terror. For God scatters the bones of him who encamps against you. You put them to shame, for God has rejected them. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When God restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad. Psalm 51 should seem very familiar to you. We talk about it fairly often. The title states it's a psalm of David when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had been with Bathsheba, and this is the point in which Nathan told him, Thou art the man. It's a lament psalm, of course, and David is in anguish because of his sin. He confesses and prays for mercy. He suffers from that broken fellowship with God, and that is greatly distressing to him. He asks for that mercy and cleansing. He acknowledges his sin. And he asks God to purify and restore him. He points out that God prefers a heart that will repent, that will turn away from sin and turn toward him. Psalm 52 is earlier in David's life, but it's a psalm of confidence. It's a psalm of faith in God. Yes, he addresses the boasting of the wicked and God's ultimate judgment of them, but he's speaking of the steadfast love of God for those that are faithful as well. He realizes that the boasting of the wicked is vain. There's no real basis for any boasting there. And he expresses his confidence in that steadfast love of God. Psalm 53 is extremely similar to Psalm 14, almost identical, pointing out how foolish it is to say there is no God. This comes from those who are corrupt, those that do detestable things, reveling in their sin. But God is looking for those that would seek him. And of course, he ends the psalm with looking for a salvation that would come out of Zion. Zion representing again the temple that was in Jerusalem, or more specifically, the dwelling place of God. That concludes our reading for today. I hope that these psalms give you some things to think about throughout your day. And as always, I ask that you please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.